Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber, StuWeb.com, and it is Wednesday, April the 24th, 2024. April the 24th, 2024, and I have the honor to have Charlene Renee on with me. We're doing a simulcast, and she's got the 2100show.com, and I'll just turn it over to you, Charlene. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on, Stu. Today I want to talk about our weaponized surveillance system, which is RF and ELF. And I want to explain why they're doing this to us. First, it'll start off with tinnitus and ringing in the ears. And so the people behind this are, so when I say they, I'm talking about the World Health Organization, which is also mental health. Okay, so the normal people don't just snap overnight. Okay, this didn't exist in the past when our grandparents were growing up. Healthy living people and animals don't just snap and start killing people. But the World Health Organization and mental health want to make our generation believe this has always happened. But it didn't happen when our grandparents were growing up. So find someone who grew up in the 50s and 60s and ask those people, did other people just snap and start killing people after being normal their entire life?
Now, Charlene, okay. I want to interrupt for a moment and let the audience know that you're a former nurse. You're a former nurse.
Yes, and I ran a bakery for 17 years, so I interacted with a lot of people over the years. So if you ask an older person, did this happen when they were growing up? They would say no, that it just didn't happen. Okay, they would have never heard of such a thing. Normal people did not have psychiatric episodes in the 50s and 60s. They didn't just snap and kill someone or groups of people. Okay, normal people cannot have psychotic episodes and snap unless something caused it to happen. This doesn't just come from nowhere. Okay, so you could be normal your whole life and then just snap nowadays. But this used to not happen. The movie industry and television is putting this in movies and shows based in the 50s and 60s and earlier. People snapping and killing. They're also lacing the skies with chemtrails in these movies to make people believe it was always there. For instance, the movie Shutter Island. Okay, Shutter Island is a movie based in the 50s where a policeman, he comes home to his family to find his wife had snapped and she killed their three children. The policeman then kills his wife and he goes crazy, landing himself in a mental hospital. Okay, in the 50s and 60s, mental health diagnoses were being created, okay, based on medical conditions. One woman was diagnosed with schizophrenia because she had vomiting and diarrhea. So, it was not like the movie Shutter Island. They want us to believe that the things happening now were happening in the 50s and 60s. It just wasn't happening back then, and it doesn't happen now, not naturally. Okay, so they're using these RF weapons, which is a weaponized surveillance system. And these things do not happen naturally to normal people. They've added chemtrails to videos and old movies, and people believe this is the way it was always, like it's always been, and it's not. The past has been subverted to make people believe this is what was going on back then. Subtle but effective, because people believe it. So why are they doing this to people? And this is what people want to know. Why are they doing it? There is a method to the madness. They can't always be whistleblowers or truth tellers or political dissidents. There is a method and reason why the average people are being hit with these weapons all the time. It doesn't take a spook and a tree anymore. It's not 1965 anymore. Okay? The original goal of RF weapons, Voice of God weapons, were to create assassins. It was designed to divide people and do something that would be against their will. RF weapons have become an industry. Why are they hitting random people with RF weapons? Okay, so it is a reason why they're doing it. Subversion to the psychiatric industry. Okay? They've used it to create funding. Okay? It feeds future technology and AI learning. Okay? Subversion to the medical industry. Also used for terror and illusion of terror. Okay? And creates political and social narratives. RF weapons are used to make things exist that do not exist in normal nature through subversion. These weapons exist to get normal people into the mental health system and on psychiatric drugs, which in turn makes the RF weapons work even better. Okay? There is no mental health diagnosis. It has been proven that RF weapons cause the symptoms from the made-up diagnosis for a normal brain. Now, people with normal brains do not have mental illness, and that's been proven. When you go get an MRI, it proves that if you have a normal brain, you cannot have a mental illness. So these symptoms are coming from our weaponized surveillance system, which is RF and ELF. Okay. The medical industry also uses RF weapons to cause artificial tinnitus, arthritis, dementia, and other medical conditions, even high blood pressure, in order to give you medications that make the RF weapons cause the medical condition to be worse. The weaponized surveillance system and RF weapons are put in place to take your freedoms away, like our Second Amendment. With that said, don't fall for voices in your ear or seeing a ghost in your home. It is nothing more than a weaponized surveillance system that wants you in their medical or mental health system and drugged on their medications. I suggest using natural things to get well. There's also another video that Lakota for Charlie has done, and I want to do that one on a different day, explaining what he's talking about there, because this weaponized surveillance system, it drains you of all the things that your body needs. Your calcium, your iron, your B12, your vitamin D. It'll wipe you out. So there have been several people to have died, and they had severe anemia just all of a sudden. So when you're pulled by these weapons, and they're trying to cause you to get sick, you get depleted. You get depleted in the things that you need, your vitamins and your minerals, and you even get dehydrated.
Okay, some of the important ones that you've turned me on to is vitamin B12, iron, and folic acid, correct?
Right, and people in the United States are depleted in folic acid. It's so important to take the folic acid and B12 together and supplement with iron as you feel you need it, and you'll be able to feel it when you don't have enough iron. You will get very tired. You'll get so tired you have bad headaches, and then you have the folic acid. All three work together to build your blood back up. And once you have built your blood back up with enough oxygen, because the iron, the B12, and the folic acid working together puts oxygen in your body. And once you have enough oxygen, you can fight this weaponized surveillance system a little better. And also, the iron helps to block some of this RF targeting, but you can't take too much iron. If you do, you'll get really sick, so you can't take too much. So if you're eating red meat every day, you don't need to take iron supplements every day if you're normal. But you may be depleted in folic acid and B12. So if you're not eating red meat, then you need to supplement.
Okay.
Especially women. Women who are still having their menstrual cycle, they need to be supplementing with iron, folic acid, and B12, because they will get anemic. And this is everybody, because they're hitting everybody. You don't have to be just a whistleblower. If you're a whistleblower, it's worse.
You get hit with a satellite called Westar out of Dallas, Texas, E-Systems, Raytheon, Daddy Bush's company.
Right, it's become an industry. This has become an industry. The RF and ELF, it is a weaponized surveillance system. So once you're in the system, they will monitor you even more. And if you're taking their drugs, they monitor you even more. So you just get sicker and sicker, and eventually you die.
Well, let me say something here for a minute. People have to understand the cell towers is the key. And it's they call it a G5 on the rankings and all this other. They're at G12, 15. I mean, it's enormous, because Super Spook Otis Johnson told me in 2006, he said, "You're on their list." He looked me up. He says, "There's six of you in Kansas City on the list for E-System Westar shooting it in the middle of the night." And they do it at night in America when people are asleep. And there's 10 million people being hit worldwide with the satellite by Daddy Bush's boys that they want to kill. And what it does is it breaks down your immune system within 1 to 5 years, and you die of natural causes. You catch a cold and it becomes pneumonia because your immune system is beat up. And Otis had told me potassium, iron, zinc, potassium, iron, magnesium, and zinc, he said, were the key.
Yes, Stu, you're right. Now, these other people that have died, they got anemia first, and then they got pneumonia and died. So I want to save that for another show, but it's so important to get all your vitamins, your B vitamins. If you can take a liquid form of all the B vitamins, they'll work better, along with folic acid. You've got to stay healthy, because our food does not have the nutrition in it that it used to have. our soul does is just wood, and they're using seeds that are GMO, and it's just killing our soul. So we have no nutrients left. So we're gonna have to supplement with vitamins. And the most important one is folic acid and B12, because it will build your blood back up. And then you take iron along with that if you're not eating red meat every day. And I know it sounds crazy to eat red meat every day, but if you don't, you've got to supplement, because these things, iron is just not in our food. It's not in the peanut butter like it used to be, because our soil is just depleted. So everything is already depleted. So sometimes even if you're a woman and you're still having your menstrual cycle, you can eat red meat. But it may not be enough, because the cows aren't getting enough because of their soil, not unless they're grass-fed. If they're grass-fed, then you may be okay, and you may not have to supplement with iron every day. Because you don't want to take too much iron, but the folic acid and B12 is what's going to build your blood back up and help.
Okay, now with all the chemtrails on all the food across America, the way they're doing the planet worldwide, it isn't just America, it's every place. But these chemtrails, same in the sky, they're not contrails. Contrails are when the plane hits the moisture and it leaves a short trail behind it off its wings. These are chemtrails. They're dumping. I had a chemtrail pilot on with Dr. William Croft and I. Dr. Croft brought him on, a friend of his. He told him what he's spraying everybody with. Heavy metals, aluminum, copper, all kinds of stuff they were spraying in the air. That goes into your lungs when you breathe it. It goes onto the food and you eat it. Correct, Charlene?
Yes, right. And so not only are we having to fight the weaponized surveillance system, we are also having to fight the chemtrails, which bringing that in can also deplete you of all the things that you need, your vitamin D, your everything. So once you're depleted, you can get pneumonia very easy, so you're going to have to build yourself up. They're trying to kill everybody that they can, and I hate to sound like a conspiracist, but, you know, it is what it is. People are dying. And so now there have been two people so far that I have heard of to die from anemia and pneumonia. So we're going to have to supplement, and it's so important, because just about everybody is in the system. Either they're taking some, at least one pharmaceutical drug, or they're in the system through mental health. And even if you've been released from mental health, you're still in the weaponized surveillance system like everybody else in the world.
And what they're trying to do, Charlene, what they're trying to do, you know it and I know it, and part of the audience that listen to us, they know it. They're trying to kill off as many people on the planet as they can, because we're using up their natural resources. These are the aliens, which the aliens, the 200,000 that are registered with the NSA since 1952 through 2012 agreement. I'm John Lear, my friend. His father owned Lear Jets, and he built the flying saucers in 1952, and that was the aliens' technology. And the aliens are the fallen angels. And Otis Johnson told me, and he was NSA working for General Flynn before they murdered him in 2017. And General Flynn was indicted 2 weeks later illegally to get him out of office because of what they were doing to put a halt to Hillary's false dossier, John McCain and Jeb Bush. And he told me, he says, Stu, I'm off track for a second. He said that NSA calls them aliens, but he says, I'm in agreement with you. They're the fallen angels. That's what we're up against, folks. We're up against the fallen angels, and people need to understand this. And they inhabit people. And he said there's 200,000 people inhabited by these fallen angels in the world. I said, that means all the leaders are inhabited. He goes, no. He said, Donald Trump isn't. He's not evil. But he says it's aides around him that read their minds. And that's what Ed Slade worked with the aliens, my friend, in Las Vegas at Papoose Lake, Nevada, told me. They can read your mind. So they're sitting there giving them bad advice. But I wanted to bring that up because this alien stuff is the technology is what she's talking about now, bouncing off the cell towers through your phones, through your computers, through you, whether you got a computer or not, smart meters, everything. That's what we're up against right now, and it's killing everybody on the planet. Go ahead, Charlene.
Right, and those people are the World Health Organization, and I'm sure the fallen angels are sitting right in there. So, what I was trying to, what I was trying to say is, we are not overpopulated. They want you to believe that. They want you to believe, they want everybody to believe that the earth is overpopulated, and their flatulence is causing global warming. And they want you to believe this crazy stuff. Now, we do not have a carbon footprint either. They want you to believe that. They want you to believe that you are the one that's causing global warming, and we're not. It is the stuff that they're doing that is causing it, not us. The earth is made to support us. God created it that way. God created the earth to support as many people that can be here. We are not overpopulated. If you believe in God, our beautiful creator, you will know that we are not overpopulated. So they are causing this with their own dirty weapons and their dirty technology and their dirty electricity. They're the ones that's doing it, not us. So we are not overpopulated. Never believe that. They want subversion, though. They want us to believe these things that was always chemtrails, and they want us to believe that people always would just snap and go off and go kill people and would go crazy. And it's not true.
A lot of these murders that these youngsters are doing, should we say, or people are doing, part of it is to deal with electronics. I'm in agreement there. But I also believe that part of it's to deal with the fact of cloning. They can clone a person. One kid, his parents that shot up a bunch of students someplace a couple of years ago, his parents were immediately questioned, and even the media questioned after the cops did, and found out that their son had been strange. He was acting strange. Wouldn't come home and start talking to mommy and the whole bit. And instead, he'd go to his room. But he sounded the same. He didn't act the same. And that's what she testified to. Well, Otis Johnson told me it was probably a clone, because they're able to clone people within 6 months in Hope, Arkansas. And they've been doing it since the Nazis. They brought them over here in World War II. And they were the first to work with the aliens, the fallen angels, was the Nazis. Anyway, gave them free energy, space-time, and anti-gravity. That's what the aliens gave Nazi Germany. Then they did it with us. Because John Lear, my friend, his dad built 150 flying saucers for the government in 1952 to 1959. Go ahead, Charlene.
Yeah, another thing that I can recommend, if you are feeling the RF weapons, if you are feeling them and you know that it's making you sick, you know something's making you sick, you just can't put your finger on it, you just don't know what's doing this, or you may have ringing and tinnitus in your ear, you may be having voice-to-skull technology going on with you. you're not crazy. This is a weaponized surveillance system, and they will do this to you to see how you react. So you need to be prepared. You need to be prepared because it's going to happen to everyone at least once in their lifetime. And if you react to it like they want you to, then they will keep on. We will just keep on and on and on until you die from it. They will kill you. So you need to be aware of what they do. First of all, it will start with ringing and tinnitus in your ears if they attack you that way. And then you may start hearing people talking to you. Okay, so that is not schizophrenia. It is the RF weapon. So if you were to run to your doctor and say, oh my God, I'm hearing voices, what do I do? Then they're going to say, you need to go to mental health, and they're going to drug you up and help you. Well, then their drugs are just going to make it worse. So the one thing you can do is go and see what vitamin are you depleted in. Because with these weapons, they make you sick. And once you're depleted of something, it will affect you in different ways. You may see aberrations in the air, which means you could have anemia in your eyes. You could be hearing voices. And see, these things never happened in the past. In the 30s, 40s, 50s, it did not happen. People didn't hear voices. They didn't see things that weren't there either. The movie industry, they want you to believe that it did happen, but it did not. They're putting it in movies, they're putting it on TV, they want people to believe this always happened, but it didn't. Find an older person and ask them, when you were growing up, did you hear about people seeing things that weren't there, or hearing things, hearing voices, or just going off and shooting people up after living a normal life, that just all of a sudden this is going on with them? They will say, no. That did not happen when I was growing up. Find an older person in the 80s, 90s, and on up. If you ask them, they will tell you that did not happen. That they would never remember anything like that happening, like the school shootings. It did not happen. Those things didn't happen back then. And that just recently started. When was that, Stu? Was it like, Columbine was what year?
I'm not sure. It was early, as I recall, it was early or after 2010.
Right. Wasn't it? But now, they would want you to believe that this was happening years ago, that people would go off in just that same way. They just didn't go shoot up a school. So they want to make sure that we do not have our freedoms. This is what this weaponized surveillance system is all about. It is to take our guns, it is to take our money, it is to take our homes, and then it all goes back to Agenda 21 and 2030 and 2050, because it is an agenda. It is an agenda where Klaus Schwab says, you will own nothing and be happy.
That's what it amounts to. Now, I say this because anybody knows it, and it comes back to my ex-father-in-law that dumped me in this mess. Ex-wife. Trying to murder our daughter. But her father, being one of the 12 disciples of Satan, that means he was fallen angel possessed. I found out years and years and years later. But he controlled Power Financial, the largest bank in Canada. After his death in 2004, Larry Mizell, whatever lived in your ex-father-in-law would have said, lived for thousands of years before he inhabited him. Now he's inhabiting Larry Mizell because Larry Mizell was the guy that did so good a job, or great a job, killing people, 150, etc., stealing, robbing, looting. For Millman, so Millman passed the helm to him. When Milman died in 2004, he had $100 trillion he was in control of. $100 trillion. He left an estate for his children of $50 billion through the court and the Milman Family Trust, and they registered in the court in Denver to make it look like it was legit money, which it wasn't. It was drug money and everything else. And if you accept $1 drug money, the government can confiscate everything from you. Now, Milman owned Silverado Savings, Neil Bush director, Iran-Contra money laundering. Trillions and trillions and trillions, 12 trillion in 9 years laundered through there. Anyway, I know these things because I was a political prisoner, and a lot of people, Iran-Contra players, were in jail with me and told me everything. Now, including Otis Johnson. He was busting the Louisiana governor. Now, Larry Mizell. Milman had Silverado. They created BlackRock out of drug money to buy up commercial property around the country. Then in 1998, they created Blackstone BlackRock, a financial division. It now controls the Federal Reserve, and it is the U.S. Treasury, period. It's the largest bank in the United States, BlackRock Blackstone. Now, Milman had Great West Life he created from Power Financial, and that was Meyer Lansky, the Jewish crime mob. Then Milman became the Jewish crime mob in America. And he also killed Bugsy Siegel because he was the accountant on the hotel that they were building out there, and the 12 disciples of Satan had money in it, and Milman knew he was going to get killed because Bugsy cleaned him out for $1.5 million. So they put the thumbs down. That's what got Milman favored, killing Bugsy Siegel. Now, Milman created from Power Financial, Meyer Lansky's holding company, he created Great West Life of Denver. Great West Life of Denver owns HSBC Bank, Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corp, the largest bank in the world. And then they got the largest bank in the United States, and they control the entire treasury, the treasury. So this is how powerful these 12 disciples of Satan are. Then you got people like the ones I remember is Henry Kissinger, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Milman, Anwar Ben Shiri, the head rabbi in Israel, Pope Benedict. Then it became Pope whatever his name is, but they pass it on. And since Otis' death, I don't know who's inhabiting who's closest in behind him. But the 12 disciples control the money of the world. They control... Here's an example. They're up to about 99% control of everything, natural resources, finances, everything on the planet. Because, as an example, the General Accounting Office, the watchdog for the United States Congress and Senate, go to the Treasury, the IRS, everybody, for numbers. And then they report to the Congress and Senate, I think it's every 3 or 6 months. The GAO, General Accounting Office, report. They carry badges and guns but can't arrest anybody. They do it for protection. Now, they put out in 1981 that 1% of the population, the Bushes, the Milmans, that crowd, the New World Order, the 12 Disciples of Satan controlled 20% of the U.S. economy. GDP, they call it. Now, that was in 1981. That means that Charlene and I and the rest of the listeners here, we controlled 80% of our economy. 80%. 99% of us controlled 80% of our economy. That was in 81. Bush arrives. The crime syndicate arrives. And in 2012, the General Accounting Office says, 2012, they said that... 500 men controlled 95% of the U.S. economy. 500 men controlled 95% of the U.S. economy. Now they're up there to where they control 99% worldwide. And that's what we're up against, folks. And they're the ones doing these electronics with the cell towers and all the other stuff and targeting people. So people have to understand the bigger picture. It's the fallen angels doing it to us. And we got to put a halt to it. Now, I know prayer works and it's very effective because I'm still alive after 40 years of this crap, of them doing what they've done to me. And I know Charlene's alive after all the hell she's gone through, and many other people. Now, we're seeing over in the Middle East, I'm not trying to change subject here, Charlene, but we're seeing in the Middle East the slaughter of all the Palestinians. They've leveled every building in Palestine. Israel has. They've killed 35,000 innocent men, women, and children since October. This is probably the biggest bloodbath we've ever seen, other than World War II, where we dropped a bomb. This is just out-and-out slaughter, and they're still doing it. There's hardly any people left. And Israel's expanded now. The U.S. has given them money to go in and blow everything apart. They're part of the Ukraine. In Israel, or sisters, Khazarian Jews, they called them, were the Ukrainians. And what are they doing? They're trying to create World War III with Russia and all this other, and we're giving them a $60 billion package. And that means there'll be about $40 billion, the rest go in everybody's pocket, $40 billion in weapons. Okay? They got Iran shooting at them because they blew an embassy up in Syria. Israel did. They're trying to kick off World War III. Now, most of the ones in Israel don't believe in Jesus Christ. It's their heritage. I think the Bible refers to, and in dispensationalism I call it, refers to in the end times, Christ's return, about 200,000 Jews in Israel would be saved. I think is what it says. Now, think what could happen if all the Christians listening to this started spreading this word, started using these words, and pray against Israel. Pray that God shuts them down, brings them all to salvation. You ask for somebody's salvation, watch what happens to them. But the entire country of Israel, bring them to salvation. Bring them to salvation. Get to know Christ. What would happen? Charlene, go ahead.
What I was going to refer to is because of what we're talking about, people think that once they start getting targeted, and it will happen eventually to just about anyone. If you go to your doctor it doesn't matter. Eventually somebody gets, people get targeted, people get hit with these RF weapons and ELF. Don't forget, even the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 9:26 to 27, it says, for this reason, do not run without a defined goal. Okay, so it tells you basically, don't be afraid of anything. Don't be afraid, don't run. There have been people to pick up everything they've got and leave their home that they're paying for, have already paid for. They just get up and run because of what's going on. They don't understand what's happening to them. Even the Bible says, don't run. And don't beat the air like your shadow boxing to try to fight what's there, because it is part of this weaponized surveillance system. They will make you see things and hear things that are not there. So,
they do that. Now, Charlene, I put up a video. It is all over the news. We're down near Miami in a shopping mall. Everybody saw this big, huge giant in the shopping mall and ran outside. A lot of black people were in the mall.
Right.
And I put the video up on my website. It's under breaking news there. But they're, you know, even a cop's son, his son's calling his dad, and he's recording it. And his dad says, I can't talk about it. You know, he tells him what they saw. I mean, it was unbelievable. Now, that's part of what Charlene's talking about. Make things just appear before you and so forth. We're up in G land, folks. Past 5G. We're up around 12 to 15 G. And I mean, they can do almost anything with this technology. That's the reason it's wise when you're not using your phone to shut it off. Okay? Go ahead, Charlene.
Well, it's good to get away from the technology every so often. Like, I don't watch TV, and I don't have a TV in my home. I don't watch it.
I don't watch TV either, only the evening news.
But I don't watch it now. I'll look at things on the internet. I have a projector to project movies, but that's as far as I go, and I'll listen to music. But even at times, even I shut that down and unplug the Wi-Fi, turn the phones off. And the only way to really get away from it is to put your phone in a metal box, because it has an internal battery. So even if you pull your chip, or you can take out your battery, most phones now you cannot take out the battery, and it made it very hard to take out the chip. So you're better off to put it in an iron or lead or a very thick aluminum box.
Now you're on to something here, and
that
people
way it will disconnect completely from the tower. If you just pull your chip, it does not completely disconnect from the tower. When you pull the chip, all you do is you're disconnecting from your carrier.
Okay, now Charlene, I want to add something. Hold on a moment. Lead lined pouches, they're called. Look them up on the internet. They used to be used for film, videos, film type stuff. But just look up lead lined pouches. They're only $40-$50, and a cell phone fits in it very comfortably, and it'll slide right into a woman's purse.
Right, it will disconnect it. Now, this is one thing that people that are targeted really bad. If you have actually people in your community, and I've talked about this before, if people in the community, if they have targeted you to the point where they want to make sure you get in trouble for anything or anything, they want to make you lose everything you got. If you're targeted in that way to the court system, mental health, if you're targeted that way, people make the mistake, because once they're targeted that way, then they're targeted with the RF and ELF weapons even more so, and they will get rid of their phone. They will pick up and they'll leave their home and they'll run. The worst thing in the world you could do is get rid of your phone. Get a metal box and check and make sure that you're disconnected from the tower when you take it out of that box, or the lead pouch. The lead pouch will work, but you're better off to take it, put it in that lead pouch, and then put it in the metal box and make sure you're disconnected. Your battery will still stay charged. Well, you need your phone. If you're broke down on the side of the road, or you're having a problem and you need to call somebody, you need your phone. They want you to throw your phone away. That's the very first thing that they will get you to do. Oh, the phone is hurting me. I've heard people talk about the phone, when they go to talk on their phone, that it makes their fillings in their teeth hurt. It makes their hand hurt from just holding it. If you're that sensitized to this, you gotta put your phone in a metal box and use it when you got to have it. But a lot of people make the mistake of throwing the phone away, and then when they need it, they don't have it. It's that they get broke down on the side of the road, and then they're subject to get attacked on the side of the road by bad people. So another thing, these national parks, a lot of people who target it will run to the national parks thinking that they're going to get away from the targeting or get away from the weaponized surveillance system. It's there worse than anywhere. There have been so many people that have died in the national parks and they could not figure out how it happened. So that's another thing to think about. It is a weaponized surveillance system, and they want you dead.
I think you've covered all the bases, haven't you, Shirley?
I think so.
So the best thing to do is for people to pray against it and to take her advice, put it in a box, metal box, or put it in a lead shield, as a lead shield does it as well. But anyway, you got any last words, Charlene?
Everybody needs to be supplementing, taking as making sure that you don't get depleted in any of your vitamins and minerals, because that will help you if your body is in excellent health, you'll be able to fight this off better.
Okay, now the folic acid, B12, and iron are the main three things.
That'll keep you from getting anemic, because once you get anemic, you can have anemia can kill you, period.
No energy.
Left untreated. But now, you also can get pneumonia with this type of targeting that they do. You get this infection in your lungs and you can't get rid of it. And most of the time, when you can't get rid of this infection, it is because you are depleted in something, and it affects everybody different. And so if you're taking calcium, just remember you're taking calcium and your iron at different times of the day.
And don't overdo it. If you do, you get the runs like I had.
Oh, no. It was terrible.
Yeah, that was bad. But anyway, because I'm messed up from an antibiotic, and I'm trying to get well from it. I had a chemical reaction to it and didn't know I was allergic to antibiotics. I had to take it. Anyway.
That's another thing. There are antibiotics that you can take. You have to ask your doctor for it. If you've got to have an antibiotic, you can ask your doctor to give you the antibiotic that does not cause yeast infection.
Chemical reaction is what I got. It causes yeast, and oh my God, and it break out all over your skin. The stuff they gave me, because I had to have a tetanus shot because I cut the hell out of my arm. Long story, it was 40 degrees below zero over here. Anyway, it's called CEPHALEXIN.
Caflexin. And caflexin is the worst antibiotic that you can take because it will cause yeast to grow everywhere, from your mess inside your stomach to your skin.
Oh, I got it on my skin, and you're aware of it, Charlene. And, you know, I mean, folks, I took an antibiotic here about a year and a half, 2 years ago from a dentist. Same crap. It broke out, and I have a chemical reaction to it, so I can't take antibiotics ever again in my life. But, man, I'm telling you what. My skin, legs, and everything, I look like a lizard. It's that bad. But it takes about 2 to 3 months to get it out of your system. And one of the things that gets it out of it is it helps get it out of your system. Carnivora. That's what has helped me. And coconut oil, rubbing it on the skin. And witch hazel, rubbing it on the skin. And showering in salsa blue, and eventually it gets it out of you.
Another thing I do want to bring up is the if you go to my website, I have
2100show.com.
Right, 2100show.com, and you go to it right in the first page of my website, on my home page. If you scroll down. Sorry. So if you go to my homepage, I have on there Under my picture, you will see Evo C60. That is, it works like an antibiotic, but it's natural. It's a natural antibiotic, and probiotic, prebiotic. It will, the woman Patagonia that that also advertises for Evo C60. She was poisoned with uranium, and this saved her life. So it's called Evo C60. And if you go to my website, you can get 10% off your first order, and you can use my code. It's EV2100, something 2100 show. So they gave me the code. So when you put in that code EV2100, you'll get 10% off your very first order. And I take the olive oil. It's olive oil with the carbon 60 in it, and if it will detox uranium out of Patagonia system and save her life, and she looks wonderful. So this is a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle that they've come up with, and carnivore's a miracle. Okay.
It is, both are, yes.
Carnivora.com. It's great stuff. I take it every day. I'm having to. But
yeah, I've noticed since I've been taking the C60, I'm feeling better. And so if you have any kind of medical issue, this will probably help. Eventually you can get off the medications that you're on. This is something that's natural. And the C60, it is 60 different types of carbon in olive oil. You can also get the avocado and coconut, but the olive oil, I think, is the best. So that's what I take every day. And I'm getting well, because I've been very sick.
You were poisoned without getting into it. Who did it? But you were poisoned for who knows how long?
Around 5 years, and I didn't know.
Yeah.
So
bleach, a combination of bleach and ammonia.
Well, it may have been a little bit of arsenic too. So I don't know which one, or how much, or how often. But I know I stayed very sick for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting over it. I'm slowly getting over it.
But the carbon, this stuff that's on your website has helped.
Yes, it has.
Okay. With that said, I think we've probably covered all the... Go ahead.
I said this has brought me back from death.
There you go. There you go. That means it's powerful stuff. Powerful.
Nothing else was working. I also got poisoned by a natural gas leak in my home. And a lot of people don't think, a little gas leak. Well, no, this was a big gas leak. And these gas companies do not care about their customers. Every year, 17 people either explode or catch on fire in the United States. And every year, 600 people die from asphyxiation. And they're... So, people aren't hearing about what's going on, and with people dying from natural gas, of course, dead people can't talk, right?
That's right. But hey, you cured your natural gas. You had them take it out.
I did. I told them I said, get it away from my house. They were old lines. The lines hadn't been, updated since 1979. And they refused to update them. They refused to fix the gas leaks in the ground coming to my house. They had an old meter here, and they didn't replace it and wouldn't replace it until I said, I'm going to leave the gas company. So they bring this new meter, and they hook it up, And within 2 hours, my house filled right back up with natural gas. The gas here was so strong, and the pressure from it in my house was so bad. My new roof had shingles popping off of it. My house was ready to explode. So these people do not care about you, and if you're dead, they say, oh, well, there's one more that can't talk about it.
Now, this is the gas company in Chase City, Virginia.
This is Columbia Gas of Virginia, but not just Columbia Gas of Virginia. It is any gas company, any natural gas company.
Yep. Now, that's the reason it's better to go solar and the whole bit and be independent. Don't hook up to the power grid. You're supporting them, you know. But anyway, the laws have changed in most of the states. I looked at solar real heavy. Avoided car crash me. As far as more installations, because I put 3 of them in houses, so without saying them more.
If your gas is not burning correctly, so if you have a tiny little leak outside, or in the ground, anywhere. It's got to have so much pressure on that line. So if you have a tiny leak somewhere, anything you use in your home, if it's a gas stove or a gas heater, a gas hot water heater, it's not going to burn correctly, meaning that it will take up more oxygen in your home to burn, and it will cause carbon monoxide. And when you're breathing carbon monoxide, you don't have enough oxygen in your blood to keep you healthy. So then you get anemic. So I was fighting severe anemia and didn't know why. Then also being hit by our weaponized surveillance system.
And being poisoned. Yeah.
And then being poisoned by someone that I thought loved me and cared about me. Well, it's the one that I did. I am a miracle. I survived. I can't even believe what I've been through, and I'm still living.
Yeah, there you go. It's the grace of God you're still living.
Right.
Jesus Christ, the only reason you're alive.
Only by the grace of God I'm still here, and so I'm hoping people hear me and listen to what I'm saying, because it can save your life.
That's right. And with that said, Charlene, I think we ought to end the program, because we're right at an hour now, and I've got to do some other things today, like I told you. But any last words besides 21 2100 show.com?
Yes, and go there. I have a lot of information on my website for people who are targeted, how to help you. I have a lot of videos from other people explaining why we're targeted, how we're targeted, what this surveillance system is doing to us, and how it affects people, so that you will know. And when you see it, you will know. And if you feel it and you know it's happening to you, you will know how to help yourself, so that you don't end up in the mental health system where they will kill you.
That's right. Now, on my website, there's a picture of Satan. Satan's antenna. Charlene drew it. Anyway, take a look at it. Click on there, and it's got all her radio shows, as I recall, up on it. And there's some other stuff I'll be adding as she sends it over, and it shows her website, etc. But it's in the middle column. If you got your regular iPad or computer, it's in the middle column. Just shortly down, you'll see a picture of Satan, says Satan's antenna. Click on there and start listening to what Charlene's been saying. Now, I don't know whether you still got that picture on your website or not, Charlene, but people go there too, correct?
Yes.
Okay. With that said, I want to thank you for doing the show with me, Charlene.
You're welcome, Stu. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, and folks, remember, prayer works. Pray against Israel. Let's put a stop to this stuff. And this is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and we got Charlene Renee at 2100show.com. Have a good afternoon, folks.